Welcome to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues of fast-growing businesses. If you're a business owner or operator looking for practical tips and solutions to scaling your business in a sustainable manner, you're in the right place. Now here's your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre.
Hello and welcome to the Business Infrastructure Show, where we share tips and resources to help you cure back office blues. I'm your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre, and I'm joined today by the one and only Doug Sandler. Doug is an entrepreneur and industry leader. His book, Nice Guys Finish First, is a number one ranked Amazon bestseller. As a podcast host of The Nice Guys, Doug has interviewed Gary Vaynerchuk, Arianna Huffington, and dozens of celebrities. He's a nationally recognized speaker, writer, and founder of Turnkey Podcast Company, which provides podcast production, editing, and launch services. His Nice Guys podcast, with nearly 1,000 episodes, has been downloaded 3.2 million times in more than 175 countries. Wow. Today, Doug is going to share with us the one thing we need to know about podcasting. And you're in for a treat because Doug is incredibly knowledgeable when it comes to podcasting. And I can personally attest to how great he is because he's my podcasting coach. So without any further ado, Doug, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Alicia, I'm doing great. This is like the best thing ever. I get to watch one of my students, all of this stuff. You know, you're probably like, your head's probably exploding thinking, I better not screw anything up.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
There's no screwing up. You know, after 1,000 episodes nearly, I keep reminding myself, geez, I hope I get better.
Well, this is such an honor. And you know, before we get into, you know, the nitty gritty about podcasting and that one thing that you think we need to walk away with in terms of knowledge about podcasting, can we first start with you telling us a little bit more about your company Turnkey Podcast?
Yeah, well, sure. And thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here, Alicia. And, you know, the funny thing is about the podcast production business, Turnkey. I had never expected to even get into the business. I reinvented my career about 6 or 7 years ago with the idea that I was going to turn it into a professional speaking business. And I wrote a book and I started the podcast to promote the book and my speaking business and my online training. And ultimately what happened was I had so many people that came out to say, hey, can you help me build a show like your show? That I figured it would be much easier for me to make money from my pajamas sitting at my computer screen doing Zoom calls rather than traveling across the country for the same amount of money. So it made sense to me to make that transition from my speaking career to my podcast business, which has been great for the last several years.
Wow. And I know you'll get into how you can actually monetize a podcast, but before we get into that, and that may very well be the one thing you want to tell us about podcasting, I'm not sure, but in your opinion, as the expert, Doug, what is the one thing you think we need to know about podcasting?
I think people get into podcasting for one of three reasons, if my experience lends true here. I think they get into it either to build influence, to build a community, or to make money. And I think that before you even think about pulling the trigger on launching a show, you really have to come up with, what is your goal? Is it to build community? Is it to build influence? Or is it to make money? Because I find that too many people look back a year after starting to, you know, they've launched their show, they're now fully into production, they're really cranking on episodes, and they're not making any money. And I say, well, I'm looking back at your guest list, and I'm looking at your goals for your show. You say you want to make money, but you're only doing it to build influence because that's who you've aligned yourself with on your show. So understanding why you're getting into the podcasting space before you get started, now it doesn't mean you can't pivot once you're in it, but know that to be successful at any of those three things, community, influence, or money, you need to go at it with the approach and the strategy that's going to help you go down that path.
And that's so true. I think a lot of times, even now, people are asking me just out and about, you know, oh my gosh, how do you do that? They think that you have to have all of this really fancy equipment. And eventually, you know, obviously the longer you do it, you do want to make those types of investments. But when I tell them, well, you know, I use Zoom and I have a mic and I have a headset, and they're like, really, that's it? But I tell them, look, it takes a lot of work to think through that strategy, as you just mentioned. You have to really understand why you're doing it and who you're talking to, because as you know, Doug, with podcasting, you don't always know who's listening.
Agreed. And the other thing is you sometimes don't even know what they want, you know, what types of services. If you're selling products and services to your community and you come on board with the idea of this is what I'm going to provide to my community, oftentimes you're sadly mistaken that that's not the right thing. Like I was trying to put out to my community that I want to sell my speaking services and my book and my online training program, which were all around the worlds of customer service and sales. Little did I know that my community actually wanted me to sell them podcast production business, which was not even on my radar screen when I started to podcast. It took nearly 2 years to figure that out and making no money for that almost 2 year period of time until we figured out that we really did want that. And many people give up long, and you know this from your experience in the podcasting spaces, many people will give up long before that point had they not seen any positive results from their show.
Wow. How did you actually figure out exactly what your community wanted? Was it from having conversations with people as you were, I don't know, out networking or at different events and they would come up to you and say, yeah.
Well, people get into podcasting many times and they think, hey, this is great. It's going to give me the opportunity to kind of broadcast my message. And it's not really broadcast. It's really a multicast, let's call it, in and out. It should be information going out in terms of information you're providing to your community. But unless you're engaging through social media and through email campaigns and responding to them, and when you're meeting people that are in your community out in public, you've got to listen to what they want. They are telling you, they are screaming at you what they want. And for me to keep leaning into, I do keynote speeches, and not getting any response from that, really what it comes down to is, well, what do you want? You know, what are you hoping to get from us? And we found out that it really was not about those things at all. It was totally about podcast production. And the discovery process was very telling for us. It really helped us understand that people get into it for influence, community, and making money. And when we started to figure that out and we turned this switch, from almost that minute that we turned the switch, we were making money. I mean, literally the day that we said, we're going to make money this way using our show, I can remember the day that I had a conversation with my partner and co-host of our show, The Nice Guys on Business, and we were talking and having this conversation. The minute that we made that decision, that following month, we probably went from $0 to $20,000 in the file, and we haven't looked back since.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So I'm sure there are people who may be listening, and I'm wondering this myself. If you're just starting out with podcasting, how do you know what to offer? Or is it just trial and error? You keep putting an offer out there until eventually you do start to hear feedback from people via social media, or, you know, as you're out and about networking with different people?
Well, you got to keep in mind, as you're building your show and building your community, it is a lot of trial and error, but you have to be patient with it, and you have to be above and beyond everything else. You have to be consistent. You know, we talked about this through coaching. If you're putting out a weekly podcast, put it out weekly. You know, if your community is used to having you at Tuesday at 7 a.m. that podcast come out, they're waiting for it. And for you to think, well, you know, I only have a couple of hundred downloads, nobody's really listening, I don't have a lot of audience, that's BS. I mean, you could have a micro niche and you could specifically be a brain surgeon that has a podcast on brain surgery, and you're not going to get the same following or the same download count as a guy that's in general business that's getting thousands or tens of thousands of downloads. So it's not just about the download count, it's all about your community and what they're looking for and what they want. You have to be, it's two way. You've got to make sure that you're listening to what they want. And in the beginning, it is. It's patience, it's consistency, it's trial and error, it's asking. It's asking a lot of questions. And that's really the most time consuming part. It's not the recording of your episode or the editing or the distribution. It really is talking to your community, getting to know who they are, getting to know many of them, even a handful of them by first name. When you know a handful of your community by first name, I would tell you that you're on the successful path to finding out what your community wants.
I like that. And that's actually a great segue into my next question for you. And if we could attempt to tie this into business infrastructure, and for those who are listening to this show for the first time, business infrastructure is a system for linking your people, processes, and tools to ensure growth in a profitable and sustainable way. You mentioned consistency, and anytime you set out to do anything with consistency, podcast or not, it is a challenge. It mm-hmm. requires commitment, and commitment means you have to have great people, processes, and tools to help you. So, Doug, who are the types of people and processes and tools that you recommend in setting up and maintaining your podcast?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think what it comes down to really is what are you most comfortable with as a podcaster? What's the stuff that you want to retain on your own, and what's the stuff that you want to build a team around? For me, I really love building relationships and making sales. That was my strength. That was my zone of genius, let's call it. My partner, Strickland, his was all the back end. So if we liken this to a restaurant, I was the hostess forward. So I was the front of house manager, and he was the back of house manager. He was the executive chef in the podcast production business. So he was doing all the systems building, all the operations, doing all of the production. So you have to think about what systems that you want to put in place for your podcast. In the beginning, I would encourage you, do everything if you can on your own after you launch your show, because you want to see the stuff that you don't like. You want to see the stuff that you love. So from my perspective, my advice would be get into it. Understand that there are multiple systems. You may create an entire system on your own, or you may plug into a system like ours. We have a podcast production system that's in place, but there are many people that either don't want to, from an expense perspective, do it that way, or they just like to do it. So they don't want to give up that role. I just encourage people to plug into some sort of system or create a system that's going to handle that entire back end of the, and even the front end stuff for your show as well.
Now, one thing you said that I think was so key is doing it on your own first. And once you really figure out what the process or system looks like, I think then you're in an even better position to be able to delegate to other people.
Agreed.
But
agreed.
And
stay in your zone of genius. If you never wanted to get involved with the launch, if the launch was just not your thing and you didn't want to get involved, I would say don't stress out over it. Get help. Get either a professional production company or plug into a DIY program that has a system. Why reinvent the wheel on something that's been reinvented a million times already? Just plug into somebody that has already created that. Or do what you did, which was great. I mean, you created your own system. You created a lot of your own stuff. And then you said, I know I need some help because this is not the area of my strength. I think we started working either on the scheduling program or the mm-hmm. recording platform. I don't remember exactly where we started, but it really was. You kind of got it as far as you could on your own before you said, I need to bring in a pro to help me because I could spend the next several months figuring this out and spend much more money on that than the time. In time invested than the few dollars that I'm going to spend on coaching to get through this part.
Absolutely. And for those who are listening, for me, I used to be such an advocate of educating myself first by reading a book. So the old me would have sought out books to read first, but sadly, the time that I have to devote to reading books is becoming shorter and shorter. Yeah. So when I met you, I was like, oh my God, okay, can you please help me? And so I signed up for your coaching services. And what I loved about working with you was that you were able to look at what I had as a process at that time and say, you know what, there's a way you can automate a lot of these different steps. And that's when you started to introduce me to some of these different tools like Acuity scheduling, and that alone shaved off a lot of time, just as you told me it would. So
it's amazing the automated systems that are available to us nowadays for, I think your Acuity subscription is probably about $20 or $25 a month if that, and it saves you literally hours and hours and hours of time every month from collecting information, confirming appointments and the initial follow-up, and all of that stuff is just completely done away with because it's automated through Acuity.
Can you talk just a little bit about the amount of time that you can put in coming up with your initial process? So even when using a tool like Acuity Scheduling, I literally set aside an entire day just to get everything set up. Is that the norm?
Well, I think you're a very unique individual, Alicia. I think what ends up happening is a lot of people give up before they say, hey, I'm going to spend an entire day doing this. And what they do is they'll hire a company like me and spend a few $100 for that coaching call. And they'll just say, hey, can you do this for me? And we have a back-end system that, yes, we could set it up. We have a client right now that's very hands-off with everything. He's an C-level exec, and he comes to us with a, here's what I want to do. Can you help me with it? We answer the question, yes, we can. Here's how we do it. And then he says, great, can you do it for me? And some people are, what do I need to do? And we tell them and they say, okay, great. Teach me how to do what I need to do so that I can learn it for future stuff. Because it's not just setting up one form, as you know, it's going to be setting up the form. And then you're going to need to set up another one for another show that you're going to start or another appointment type you have if you're using the automated schedule as the example. So he doesn't want to learn, but he's got the back, he's got the money. So he says, I don't care. I never want to learn this. And you take a different approach. I take the approach that you take. I want to learn it in the beginning. I want somebody to fine tune me. And then I want to come back and learn it, you know, the pro way. And it's almost, you probably could teach me some stuff about Acuity now because you got your hands dirty with it, right?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. When you start to do that, that's the real pro. For me, it's you can teach a guy to fish or you can give him fish. And I'd rather teach somebody fish, how to fish rather than just hand them the fish.
Right. Well, this is a great time for us to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I would love for you to tell us more about your podcasting services as well as your book.
Love it.
Okay, so let's take a quick break. Today's episode is brought to you by Equilibria, an operations management firm specializing in business infrastructure for fast-growing small businesses. The faster your company grows, the more people you will need to add to your team. Without clarity on what should be done, who should do the work, and when, where, why, and how, your business is guaranteed to miss the mark in customer, employee, and vendor satisfaction. Equilibria can develop a business infrastructure that calms the chaos and provides a recipe for sustainable success. Visit eqbsystems.com today. Mention the Business Infrastructure Podcast for a free 30-minute phone consultation. eqbsystems.com. And we are back with Doug Sandler. Doug, before that break, you were telling us that there's three primary things that people should consider and thinking about podcasting. And again, that is, you know, is it to build influence, grow community, make money, or all of the above?
Exactly.
And you were recommending, you know, there are different systems that you can create. And some people, depending on whether or not you have the time, more time than you do money or more money than you do time, you can easily outsource the launch of your podcast as well as the ongoing maintenance. Can you share with us some resources that you recommend where we can learn more about podcasting?
Sure. Well, I'll do a pitch for me to begin with. If you want to go to turnkeypodcast.com, there's a whole bunch of articles and blogs that we have either written ourselves or used with some partner companies that that support us in the services that we provide. So you can just go to the blog page on our website. You can also take a deeper dive into, you know, the different approaches to why people get into podcasting. If you really take a deep dive into, you know, let's say the money side of things, there's a number of ways that you can make money. And again, each one of these ways has a system that's involved, whether you do it through sponsorship and advertising on your show, affiliate relationships, donations, selling your services to your community, or using a strategy that I use that we've developed an entire system on. It's turning your guests into clients. So a number of these systems are in place, and those are through turnkeypodcast.com again. But the other stuff that is really cool is the stuff that's already templated out there for you. Things like a website through some of the simple hosting platforms like Simplecast, one of the hosts that's out there. There's an easy way to launch a podcast and have a Simplecast, the host, do a lot of the back end work. You know, more systems through distribution through organizations like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Play or Google Podcasts. There's so many different ways to distribute your podcast. So we're just taking the systems that are already out there, combining them all into one and saying, hey, here is a service that we offer through concept to launch to get your show off of the ground in phase one, produce it in phase two, and phase three. Now that we have all this together, let's develop a strategy for really making this an effective use of your time and the tool within the new media space called podcasting.
Well, couldn't have summarized it better myself.
Oh, hope it didn't sound like too much of a commercial there.
That was great.
I just think the systems that are in place that exist right now are so good, and they're just getting better. You know, with it's not just a single host that's out there anymore. There's the granddaddy of all the hosts, and that company's called Libsyn, but there are many other hosts out there now. There's Podbean, and there's Blueberry, and there's Simplecast, as I said, and they all have their own little nuances and their own little things that attract people that are, you know, Anchor. Anchor was just bought by Spotify, who also bought Gimlet. So we know that when stuff like that happens, we know we're in the right place. And podcasting is, you're in the right zone. You know, people said, hey, when you got into it 4 years ago, I thought we were too late. You know, and I'm sure the guy that did it 3 or 4 years before me probably thought he was doing it too late. Today, everybody is saying, hey, maybe it's too late to get into podcasting. And I keep saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Let's plant it and let's get started, because you're wasting time. So let's just go.
One more really quick question before we wrap up, Doug. Do you think this is something that any type of business can do, podcasting, or does it work better for certain types of businesses?
Well, I can tell you it's very, very effective if you can niche down as far as possible. You know, so if you are dealing with the accounting world, and within the accounting world, you only want to deal with people that use a certain type of accounting system, then you are really niching down to a specific audience. And that they actually are the most successful podcast, because I just developed a podcast. It's called Ford Mustang, the first generation, the early years, because I'm a classic Mustang driver. I have a 1965 Mustang. And it's amazing, as I released this podcast just a couple of days ago, you know, over 300 downloads already. And it's such a huge, minor micro niche. And I haven't really done anything to promote it other than introduce it to the Facebook groups that I am in and I participate in. So I would say yes to the answer is anybody can do this effectively if you understand your message, you understand your market, and you understand what you are offering. So if you just market, offering, and message, if you just remember mom the entire time, market, offering, and message, if you remember who your mom is, then you're going to do really well in the podcasting space, and don't lose sight of that.
So I was asking that question with a very specific person in mind. So Chris, if you're listening, Chris owns a home repair and renovation business. And he and I had a conversation as to whether or not podcasting would work for the type of business that he has. And I told him, absolutely, I don't see why not. And I think you just answered that question for him.
Yeah, I think that the closer that you, if you can literally name who your ideal client is, man or woman, age, you know, race, background, whatever it is that you think would be helpful for you, if you can speak to that person and you know where those people are, your podcast, again, if you have 10 listeners, but they're the right 10 listeners, it could be a gold mine for you. Because imagine just filling a room with, you know, we look at it and we say, you know, you only have 100 downloads for an episode or whatever that number is. You know, the Nice Guys on Business, general business show for entrepreneurs, gets thousands of downloads per episode. The problem is that it's too big. It's too wide an audience, too wide a net. I can't speak to one person specifically, except I know they're entrepreneurs. If I can get it down to this person, this is how old they are, this is where they eat, this is where they hang out. If I can get 10 or 20 of those people in my audience, then I know that if I could fill a room once a week with 10 to 50 people, that's great. They're voluntarily coming to me, you know? So it's a great idea to start a podcast just from that perspective alone.
That's awesome. Great advice. And it reminds me of, I think there's a book by Seth Godin called Tribe, where he talks about that very specifically. You know, instead of trying to reach the masses, if you can just talk to, even if it's, like you said, if it's just 10 people, that's 10 people who are highly engaged and highly likely to become customers or clients of yours, as opposed to talking to potentially 10,000 people who really, you know, you may not ever convert them.
It's like being the jack of all trades, master of none. It makes it very challenging for you to figure out who your audience is. And you know, for our nice guys, again, if we have 20 or 30 people routinely that contribute their comments to the show, which we do, that's great. But I would sooner take those 20 or 30 and just understand, okay, who are you? What are you? What do you want? And just work with those 20 or 30 because they're the ones that I'm engaged with. Those are the ones that are great.
Right. Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we've come to a close. I know there's way more that I know it goes by so fast. I know there's so much more we could talk about, but what's the best way for people to get in touch with you, Doug, if they want to learn more about you and podcasting and potentially becoming a client of yours?
Sure. Well, the number one reason that people reach out to us oftentimes is they're trying to figure out how to make money in podcasting. So we have a free gift. It's called 5 Ways to Make Money Podcasting. And if you're interested in that, just go to turnkeypodcast.com/gift. Another just real quick offer we're making to those that are listening to this that are thinking about podcasting but want to do it the DIY way. We have a DIY beta program that we're working on right now. And if you want to be part of the test group for a greatly reduced fee, it's probably going to be somewhere in the area of about 75% off of the retail price that we're going to start it at. If you want to do that, just go over to turnkeypodcast.com/gift. Same thing. Just sign up there and we'll make sure that we get in touch with you as well. But both of those offers available to your community.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much for making that offer. Really appreciate it. Well, Doug, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. I wish you a ton of success and I don't even have to wish it to you. It's happening anyway. So congratulations on all of your success and thanks for being a client and thanks for inviting me on your show. Love being here.
Thank you. Thank you. And so now, if you're listening, now that you've heard from Doug, are you ready to start your own podcast? Do you think it would be a viable sales or business development tool for your business? As a reminder, here's what Doug said that we need to keep in mind about podcasting. It's all about whether or not we want to build influence, grow community, and or make money. Definitely start your podcast really understanding who your market is and why you're podcasting in the first place. He reminded us that we have to be patient, we have to be consistent, and that can be tough because a lot of times, especially when you're first launching your podcast, you really don't have any idea of who you're talking to. But keep at it. I promise you, eventually people will start contacting you and reaching out to you and providing you with feedback. Doug also mentioned that it's okay to have a micro niche in your podcast. In fact, some of the more successful podcasts are actually very narrowly defined in terms of their type of content and their target market. But remember, at the end of the day, it's all about building community and not necessarily a download count. So it's all that age-old adage about quality over quantity. Doug also gave a really clever acronym to remember, which is MOM, market, offer, message. What is your market? What is your offer going to be? And what is your message? And something else that he mentioned that I thought was also really brilliant, when you know your listeners by name, you're on your way with your podcast. That is golden. Because I can actually say at this point that I actually know some of my listeners by name, and that's a great thing. Also, ask a lot of questions when you actually do start to meet your listeners and you know them by name. Ask them for their feedback because it might mean you having to tweak whatever you think your offer should have been initially. Also, when it comes to people, processes, and tools, I'm personally a fan of trying to figure it out on your own first and then going to get help. But by all means, if you have more money than you do time, definitely reach out to a person like Doug and Turnkey Podcasting so that they can help you launch and grow your podcast. Now, if you want to spread your influence and reach the masses with your expertise, definitely reach out to Doug to learn more about how podcasting can support your efforts. His website is turnkeypodcast.com. And if you go to turnkeypodcast.com/gift, you can actually get a free ebook on 5 Ways to Make Money Podcasting, as well as a 75% off discount on a new beta program that they have. So make sure you download this episode and go check out that website. As a reminder, we will have links to all of the resources that Doug shared in the show notes at businessinfrastructure.tv. Did you know we have a YouTube channel? Yep, that's right. You can now find this show as well as other how-to videos on YouTube. Just go to businessinfrastructure.tv and look for the link. When you get to our YouTube channel, be sure to subscribe and click the notification bell so that you'll know when the next episode airs. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, stay focused, be encouraged. This entrepreneurial journey is a marathon and not a sprint. Until the next time.
Thank you for listening to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues with Alicia Butler-Pierre. If you like what you've heard, do us a favor and subscribe, leave a rating and review, and more importantly, share with your colleagues and team members who could benefit from the information. Join us next week for another episode of Business Infrastructure with Alicia Butler-Pierre.